Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, now we're in conversation with key leaders of National Union of Metal Workers, who are going to give us some insight into an important development that has been taking place regarding the current strike action that is taking place at Ford. As we've heard, the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, NUMSA, has taken on strike action given their frustrations around bonuses and increase in pay. Andrew Chirwa joins us now as president of NUMSA to tell us more. Such a pleasure to have you, sir, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Kubulet.
Thank you. Ntate Chirwa, I'm hoping you can give us an update as to what happened or how the first day of the strike action, as well as negotiations, has transpired today.
Look, we on the first day of strike today, which went very well. Workers were out to express their anger at the conduct of the company, which has failed for almost 2 years now in the engagement with Ford management to say to them that over and above the investments of over 6 billion they've made in the country, in the facility, in machinery and all the in IT and all that, that there is a need to ensure that they also invest in improving workers' benefit, in particular, incentivizing workers for the successes that Ford Motor Company of South Africa have seen so far for the past years. We've engaged in a process where, unfortunately, Ford management developed an attitude that the good performance and the dividends and the profits that have been generated, I mean, if you look at last year, in the past 2 years, they've made profits of over $20 billion every year. In fact, in the past 3 years. But they've refused to create a sound incentive or profit-sharing scheme to incentivize workers for their contribution in producing the world-class or global bike Ranger that is being produced by workers that is being exported. Over 70% of the same bike exported to Europe. Mm-hmm. We failed in that regard. So as a result, we're on strike. We had to declare this because it can't be right that workers work so much toil, produce so much profit for the company. And when profit gets to be enjoyed, only the executives and the shareholders are the ones that are enjoying, whilst workers continue to languish in poverty, in abject condition. Many of Ford workers who works for a multinational company like Ford,
100%.
They still stay in shacks. They can afford to buy a decent home. They don't qualify for RDP. And Ford simply neglect them and say, no, we must be competitive. We are and be obsessed with this race to the bottom.
And if I can jump in there, Ntate Chirwa, maybe you can contextualize and provide us with an average quantum of the salary that Ford employees actually get and with how it has not changed over the last few years.
Look, Ford is, we have a national bargaining forum in which we negotiate wage model or wage policy and conditions of service for 3 years.
Okay.
Which that 3 years will be expiring next year.
Okay.
And that gives us around average of around 10,000 or so. You like if you go above 10 after tax, around 10,000 or so. After tax, you many of our bargaining unit members fall sexually below 10,000. And therefore, the National Bargaining Forum makes a provision that companies like Ford, GM, Toyota, in the auto industry as such, must take initiatives and develop frameworks and develop incentivization schemes to ensure that at least they incentivize workers. When the company, especially when workers reach targets, quality is good, as it is in Ford, as I just said to you earlier on that Ford export over 70% of its production 100%. To Europe. That's so much good quality we're talking about.
As you say, that you're part of a bargaining council and the agreement comes to an end next year in 2025. I'm keen to understand, in previous negotiations and agreements, was there no additional incentive that was discussed, or is this a new development to the conversations? And how would you like this to progress going forward?
Calculated that this is how our National Bargaining Forum operates.
Okay.
It regulates wages, basic conditions like maternity leave, shift allowance. It leaves the discussion about incentivization of workers, reward systems or merit systems for workers, profit sharing to plants to negotiate and finalize that. The national bargaining does not deal with that question. Leave that question to different plants, because you can't compare Nissan to Toyota. The sizes could be completely different. Okay. Or Mercedes-Benz and BMW. Mm-hmm. You could have a different situation. So it allows plants a space to engage on those matters and become creative, create incentivization schemes for workers. So this is exactly what has happened in Ford. We've engaged, we fought to say that we need to develop a scheme. Ford has been doing very well. And the level of productivity is high. The quality of the vehicle we're producing, the levels of profit is high. What are we doing to incentivize workers? That is allowed by the National Bargaining Forum agreements to be able to do that.
And I guess, as you say, it's safe to confirm that there hasn't been any cooperation between Ford as well as the conversations with your union?
Look, there's not been any progress. Instead of Ford negotiating with us in good faith, they have actually abandoned the negotiations and seek to use the court processes to undermine the legitimate demand of the workers. So they are working on interdicting the strike instead of responding to the genuine demand that workers have placed on the table. They don't say they don't have money, because there is money.
Mm-hmm.
They've declared profits. They are there. The first quarter alone of 2024, Ford globally has made over $42 billion. There's money. They are not engaging in those type of discussion. But they are not interested in those discussions at all. Instead, they are more interested in blocking and undermining the genuine and legitimate demand of workers of Ford. That's where we're out.
100%. Twofold question, Babchirwa. I can imagine that this particular strike does come at a cost not only to the company but also to your employees. How long are you willing to down tools for? And secondly, have you worked out and calculated specific metrics and calculations as to what a best incentive program and process would be for your members?
Look, workers are resolute. They are determined to fight to the bitter end, to force Ford to come to the table and negotiate. Workers gave us a mandate. What we're fighting about now at the moment, which is critical, is that as a matter of principle, Ford accede and agree to negotiate a profit-sharing scheme with us. We have not even given them a quantum.
Okay.
We say to them, as a matter of principle, at least agree to the principle that you shall agree to negotiate with the union on behalf of NUMSA members to develop a new, because this is something that doesn't exist, a new framework
mm-hmm.
in which workers in South Africa, as they do in Europe, as they do in the US, workers of Ford, that you shall agree to develop a South African scheme with South African matrix, which will ensure that workers in South Africa are also taken into account. It can't be right that only workers in USA and Europe are the only ones benefiting from our labor. Gotcha. It cannot be right.
Okay. We'll leave it there for today, but hope that all your employees
Thank
and
you
members do stay safe. That's a priority.
We remain hopeful. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. That is Andrew Chirwa, who joins us as the president of the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, giving us some context around the strike action they've embarked on at Ford.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.